Charlie Daniels, Country Music Hall of Fame member. Best known for The Devil Went Down to Georgia, dead at 83. By Breitbart News on July 6, 2020. Nashville, Tennessee, AP, the Grammy-nominated country music firebrand Charlie Daniels has died of a stroke at 83, had hit with Devil Went Down to Georgia. A statement from his publicist said the Country Music Hall of Famer died Monday at a hospital in Hermitage, Tennessee, after doctors said he had a stroke. He had suffered what was described as a mild stroke in January 2010 and had a heart pacemaker implanted in 2013 but continued to perform. Watch below. Daniels, a singer, guitarist and fiddler, started out as a session musician, even playing on Bob Dylan's Nashville Skyline sessions. Beginning in the early 1970s, his five-piece band toured endlessly, sometimes doing 250 shows a year. I can ask people where they are from, and if they say Waukegan, I can say I've played there. If they say Baton Rouge, I can say I've played there. There's not a city we haven't played in, Daniels said in 1998. Daniels performed at White House, at the Super Bowl, throughout Europe and often for troops in the Middle East. He played himself in the 1980 John Travolta movie Urban Cowboy and was closely identified with the rise of country music generated by that film. I've kept people employed for over 20 years and never missed a payroll, Daniels said in 1998. That same year, he received the Pioneer Award from the Academy of Country Music. In the 1990s, Daniels softened some of his lyrics from his earlier days when he often was embroiled in controversy. In The Devil Went Down to Georgia, a 1979 song about a fiddling duel between the devil and a whippersnapper named Johnny, Daniels originally called the devil a son of a bitch, but changed it to son of a gun. Watch below. In his 1980 hit Long-Haired Country Boy, he used to sing about being stoned in the morning and drunk in the afternoon. Daniels changed it to I get up in the morning. I get down in the afternoon. I guess I've mellowed in my old age, Daniels said in 1998. Otherwise, though, he rarely backed down from in-your-face lyrics. His Simple Man in 1990 suggested lynching drug dealers and using child abusers as alligator bait. His In America in 1980 told this country's enemies to go straight to hell. Such tough talk earned him guest spots on Politically Incorrect, the G. Gordon Liddy radio show and on C-SPAN taking comments from viewers. The Devil Went Down to Georgia was number one on the country charts in 1979 and number three on the pop charts. It was voted single of the year by the Country Music Association. In the climactic verse, Daniels sang. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. He laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil just come on back if you ever want to try again. I told you once you son of a gun, I'm the best that's ever been. He hosted regular volunteer jam concerts in Nashville in which the performers usually were not announced in advance. Entertainers at Tay shows included Don Henley, Amy Grant, James Brown, Pat Boone, Bill Monroe, Willie Nelson, Vince Gill, the Lynyrd Skynyrd Band Alabama, Billy Joel, Little Richard, B.B. King, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Eugene Fodor, and Woody Herman. Daniels, a native of Wilmington, North Carolina, played on several Bob Dylan albums as a Nashville recording session guitarist in the late 1960s, including New Morning and Self Portrait. Eventually, at the age of 71, he was invited to join the epitome of Nashville's music establishment, the Grand Ole Opry. He was inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2016. He said in 1998 that he kept touring so much because I have never played those notes perfectly. I've never sung every song perfectly. I'm in competition to be better tonight than I was last night and to be better tomorrow than tonight. Daniels said his favorite place to play was anywhere with a good crowd and a good paycheck.